Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello. The Human Rights Watch Film Festival gets underway in London later this month. One of the themes among this year's films is the power of the media to impact human rights. Take Granito, for instance. The documentary focuses on a filmmaker's decision to cull archival footage she shot some 30 years ago in the hopes that it will help in a modern-day prosecution of alleged war criminals, Guatemalan Army Generals Rios Montt and Lucas Garcia.
They ordered the killing of hundreds of thousands of people and got away with it. Ever since I filmed these generals in 1982, I've wanted to see them pay for their crimes. For a quarter of a century, old film cans of 16mm negative and cardboard boxes of work print had sat in a warehouse. I got the outtakes from deep storage and began an archaeological dig through 25-year-old footage.
That's Pamela Yates, the documentary filmmaker who'd filmed the accused war criminals back in the 1980s during Guatemala's civil war. It was a conflict that lasted for decades, claiming the lives of some 200,000 people, mostly at the hands of government forces. The military regime carried out hundreds of massacres against unarmed civilians, which were called acts of genocide by United Nations Truth Commission. Recently, human rights lawyers began building a case of genocide against senior government officials and army officers, but they needed documentary evidence to help prove it. So they contacted Yates to see if her archival footage might help. I sat down with Yates recently and asked her about her decision to hand over her film outtakes. Many journalists would balk at the idea of giving their footage to lawyers, but Yates says she didn't hesitate.
I consider myself a human rights defender and an activist. And so I wanted to be with the people who were activists and taking action. I wanted to be with the victims and with the survivors and with all the people that you meet in Granito who are trying to end impunity in Guatemala.
And we also meet Kate Doyle with the National Security Archive. And in your film, Kate describes how difficult it is to actually prosecute alleged war criminals. And let's just start our conversation by listening to that clip.
Human rights investigators traditionally have had to rely almost exclusively on testimony. Witnesses, survivors, people coming and telling their stories. The fact is, when you want to make a case against someone, when you want to indict a human rights perpetrator, when you want to indict a dictator, you need evidence. And you can't build an entire case, or it's very, very difficult to build an entire case on witness testimony.
You can't build an entire case on witness testimony. So you were approached to provide evidence, and you submitted outtakes from some of the footage you shot in 1982, and you gave testimony. Why did you decide to cooperate with the prosecution of an alleged war criminal?
I decided to cooperate because all these years it's really haunted me. I've always asked myself, did I do enough to stop the violence in Guatemala? Did I do enough with the prequel to Granito, When the Mountains Tremble, to really bring the attention of the world to what was going on there and try to stop the violence? And obviously, because it was a genocide, I didn't do enough because the genocide continued. And the American government continued to support the Guatemalan military dictatorship. And that was why all these years later, decades later, I felt like I had another opportunity to get these guys. How often does life give you another opportunity? And so in many ways, Granito is the story of a lifetime.
I found one of the most compelling characters in your film is a forensic anthropologist who was born in Guatemala but raised in the Bronx. And he's now returned to Guatemala to help exhume the bodies of those killed during the military dictatorship. And during the course of your film, he receives a letter threatening his family and his children, and he's told that they plan to dump their bodies in graves and scatter the body of this man in pieces across the city. And let's listen to this forensic anthropologist describe his response to this letter.
They're probably following me. They're probably following my kids. They're probably following everyone in the family.
Freddie, who is it that's threatening you?
They are the people who are scared of what we do. They are probably Rios Montt. Those are the people that are in power. They want to keep that power. And that when we come along and do this kind of work, they're afraid. They're afraid, and they should be afraid. Because, you know, we're coming after them. Little by little. You know what I mean? We, the family members, we, the justice system in general. And families are not going to be content just with the identification of the bodies. They want justice.
Freddy Pecciarelli is the Guatemalan forensic anthropologist. What an incredible person he is. I don't think that the military dictatorship ever realized that by forcing people into exile, somebody like Freddy would come back even stronger and exhume the graves from the time of the genocide to be used as forensic evidence in the genocide case. So he is quite amazing.
Were you surprised that he received those kinds of very direct threats for the work that he's doing, exhuming the remains?
Not at all. And it's not the first threat he's received, and it's not the last threat. And it's interesting in the film because it's actually a very emotional moment for Freddy. He is angry, and he refuses to be driven out of Guatemala again.
I guess this won't stop you.
Oh, no, not at all. No. My mother asked me to leave. I said, I'm not leaving. If I ever leave, it'll be because I want to leave. Not because I have to.
Talk to me about the title of your film, Granito. What does that mean?
Granito is a Maya concept that I first heard when I was in the mountains in 1982. And it means that each of us have a tiny grain of sand, a granito, to contribute to positive social change. And it's a concept that I've tried to carry with me throughout my life as a documentary filmmaker, that I alone can't change things, but I have my granito, my tiny grain of sand, to contribute. And really, Granito, the film, is meant as a film to inspire the next generation of human rights filmmakers to ask, and for the whole audience to ask, what is my granito? What can I possibly do for positive social change? And there are many examples in the film of what people are doing. When I went to make Granito starting in 2007, I really thought that the picture would be a lot more bleak. And I was really astounded to find all of these people that were doing incredible things to change Guatemala. And that really became the basis for the new film. So rather than having it be a bleak, despairing film, it's actually a very optimistic film. And Granito, that concept, is at the heart of the optimism.
But yet, a narrative thread throughout Granito and what you've just expressed to me today is some ambivalence that you didn't do enough.
Because I wanted to make a film that said to human rights defenders and aspiring human rights defenders that you don't always win. In fact, you rarely win. And when you don't win, and when there's a huge setback, when you've been thrown on the ground, how are you going to get up? How are you going to keep going forward? And that's why I always question myself. And that's why I question myself in the film. And I question the defeats, and I try to find a way forward after the defeats.
So if your message to human rights defenders is that you're going to have a lot of setbacks, then what is the message for them in light of that, in light of the fact that this can be very dispiriting work?
The message for them is that it's a lifelong commitment. If you really want to make a difference and you really want to add your granito, you're going to have to make a lifelong commitment. And there will be victories along their way, and there will be things that will sustain us. This life is a very rich life, but you also have to be realistic and realize you're not always going to win, and you're going to be up against incredible forces. Or as I say in Granito, when you fight impunity, impunity fights back. And I think it's a much better way of giving people a realistic notion about what the world of human rights is, to have both the victories and the setbacks.
Pamela Yates, director of the documentary film Granito and its predecessor, When the Mountains Tremble. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Amy.
That's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about Human Rights Watch, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. And we want to hear your feedback. You can get in touch at podcast@hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello.